In this podcast, we will conclude the series, Why You Should Become a Christian. This is J.K. Jones with this brief episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I am an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology. And this is my podcast. I hope that you have found this little series of podcasts to be helpful. And I hope if you've missed an edition of Why You Should Become a Christian, you would go back and review it. I have outlined the reasons that I have chosen to be a Christian and to remain in the faith. I have shared much of my own personal, intellectual, and emotional journey. The reasons given are not persuasive arguments for everyone. I pray that if you are a person who does not find them convincing, that you will at least be motivated to explore other arguments and approaches. Some places to look on the internet are www.str.org, www.ligonier.org, that's ligonier.org, and www.carm.org. Some helpful books include The Reason for God by Tim Keller, Reasons to Believe by R.C. Sproul, Reasonable Faith by William Lane Craig, Jesus and the Eyewitnesses by Richard Bauckham, and I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist by Norman Geisler and Frank Turek. These men differ on many theological issues, and I don't agree with them on everything, but their arguments for God's existence and the truth of the Bible are sound and helpful to many. Some other names to research include Greg Bahnsen, B-A-H-N-S-E-N, Cornelius Van Til, V-A-N-T-I-L, Alvin Plantinga, P-L-A-N-T-I-N-G-A, John Frame, and Craig Blomberg. I hope you have found this brief series to be beneficial. Its aim has been to point others to Christ as the great Lord and Savior. He is the one person who has walked the earth who is worthy of true worship and lavish praise. May His glory be over all the earth. Until next time, God bless.